good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. Here with me today is Emmanuel Vincent Racicot, who is a member of the Management Council and Animation Team for l'Église Saint-Étienne de Bolton, James Penny and Harry Byrne, Municipal Councillors for the Saint-Étienne de Bolton, who will be speaking to us about the 150th anniversary of the church and how the municipality is going about preserving this historical structure. Emmanuel, can you please start off by speaking to us a little bit about the history of the church?
So right now we are in the old church, which was built in 1850 on the other side of the road. And then in 1873, they began to build a big church. And when it was done, after 3 years, they moved the old church up to the hill to be next to the big church. So this church, the big church, will be more than 150 years in 2 years. And this one is more than 170 years right now.
Oh, wow.
So it's an old church. It was built by the ancestors who came from Saint-Charles and Saint-Denis in 1837.
Okay.
Five families, Desselles, Desautels, Laporte, Laramée, and Vincent, who came here. And missionaries came in a few years ago to be sure that Christian ways were respected.
Okay, so it was really the settlers that came here that took on this initiative to build this church here for the community.
Yes, so currently we still use that old part in the winter or when the temperature goes down because it saves some heating oil.
Yes.
Because the income are going down in every churches right now, so we try to save some monies where we can. And it is big enough for the assistance right now.
Okay.
The old church is big enough. 12 to 15% that are here eat every mass.
Now, from what I'm understanding, it's kind of hanging in the balance right now as to what is actually going to happen with this structure. James, would you mind telling us a little bit about the current situation? I know that the municipality has been thinking about trying to preserve this special building here for the community.
What's been happening in the past few months is the diocese came forward with an offer to the municipality to buy the building for $1. And we've been mulling over that at the city council. There hasn't been a decision. I can't say if we're split down the middle, but it's we're still discussing it. But we've had things also that came to us, like a report from architects and engineers telling us in the last year. The report came in like in January. And to put it up to like municipal, because if we go ahead and buy the building, it'll become like a municipal building with all the codes and regulations. So the first report that we got from those engineers was like $2 million just to get it up to municipal standards.
Okay.
And then we've been thinking, okay, so if we do buy it and the church assistance is going down, we would need to have like other use for the building. So we're thinking community center, things like that. But that would probably add on another million to the price tag. So that's why we're still undecided when... We've got like 3-4 options open to us to see what we're going to do.
Okay. And from what I'm understanding, Harry, the municipal council is seeking funding, right, to kind of support this project?
Well, actually, we're doing quite well at finding different avenues of financing and projects and subsidies that are available for us. But it's a difficult world to swim in, and the more you find out, the more problems you have to put those programs into action. But I find this really fascinating to follow. I've been a resident since the 80s and involved in community work since then. And many times that we've done activities in the church, exhibitions, musical, quite a few. So the challenge of buying the building and fixing it is one thing. Getting something going on in the church and being viable is a whole other different thing. And I'm And I believe that if we work out a bit more in a more of a solid way what we're going to do with the building, we'll be finding our citizens are much more inclined to get involved and see this project take off the ground.
Yeah, and why does the municipal council think it's so important, you know, to seek out this funding and to do whatever it can to protect this building?
I think we want to be like really transparent with the population, so that's why we're like pulling all the stops to make sure that we have like all the avenues and possibilities to present, because eventually we're going to have to present this to the population and see what they think about it, because if we go ahead with something with a price tag over $1 million or something like that, well, people will eventually be asking questions about the repercussions on their tax statements for municipal tax statements. So we have to come forward with a couple of options that's what we're looking at, like 3-4 options, and try to be the most transparent with the population so that we take the proper decision.
Okay. And can you speak a little bit more about the options that you're looking into for this space?
Well, there's a couple. The first one is we buy the building, and then, like I said, we have these enormous costs. That would be one. The second one would be telling the diocese that we're not interested and they could keep the building, and then we just have no idea what they're going to do with it. So that's a little scary there. But and then we're looking to try maybe also to lease it from the diocese, and in the meantime, if we could do that for a couple of years, also put some repairs on the church, try to get the price tag down for eventually if we do buy it.
What are your hopes throughout this process? You know, if you were able to find the funding, what do you hope to do with this amazing space here? It has so much history and it seemed to be the center of the community for so long.
Well, it's odd to hear people how they approach when you talk about this. Everybody, it seems to be a split halfway down the population. Don't want to spend any more money, cannot let this church go. So it's and it's part of our logo, as you know. It's in the middle of our logo, and our the town is all around it.
Yes.
And also the first Catholic church in the township. So it's,
oh wow, it's the first Catholic church in the townships.
It's been built before Magogenshel Bosuan. It's been built at the same time at Saint Anne.
Okay, wow.
So it's the oldest one here.
Wow, so it's, yeah, that's pretty significant.
I like frequently go to Knowlton and my shopping, right? It's right close by, and my dental assistant once told me a story about how her dad would cross over the mountain for the New Year's Eve mass, and he had hot bricks in his wagon to keep their feet warm and everything, and the whole family. I mean, I think many families would only come like once a year because it was so far and horses are so slow. And so it's got, I don't know how many little stories you can pick up over time.
And that's what makes it special.
The roots are real deep here. As I told, the first arrivals were des Celles and des Hôtels, and all those were called back for the anniversary that just came a few weeks ago. And they all got together in their families and came back here where they were born or the ancestors were born. So we were more than 130, and more than that would have been here if it hasn't been the COVID that asked them to stay at home. But the roots are deep and the history is so rich. If you walk around in the church right now, and for all summer long, we put the old pictures of the families that grown here. And it's like a museum for me. And when I touched all the bench, I know that this bench is for my family and this other is from the Cell family. And we all know that it is heated by their heart and their presence in the last year.
Yeah, that was actually a great introduction into my next question. I know that you organized a celebration for the 150 years, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And how did that go? How it seems like it turned out really great.
Of course, it came from an idea from Aline Dupol, which is a member of our committee. And she's more than 19 years old right now, but she is so proud of her town. And she has done that a few years ago for the 75th anniversary of the municipality. So it was the second time in a few years that we called every families here, and they know that they can come, and we are all arms open to welcome them in their home. As the priest said on the ceremony, it's like coming back to father's home when you come here. So we organize it in the way that everyone could be part of the ceremony. Everyone brings some flowers to make it beautiful, and we practice some songs to sing together, and then we ate together we took a lunch together after the mass. It was very nice to see everyone, but I think there were not a lot of kids, you know.
Yeah.
young people.
Yes.
So I think we were like 530 years old. So
wow.
It was like a white hair. It was a white hair party.
And this just happened a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
Awesome. This is a question open to any of you. Are you doing any fundraising on the ground here locally to try and meet your goal here with protecting the space?
We know that we have to repair the roof. And after the mass for the anniversary, we did
an auction.
And you know what? We sold like maple syrup bottles, more than $100 per bottle.
Yeah.
And we took like this $2,300 selling little maple syrup bottles.
Oh,
in auction after. We had also lamb and chicken to sell, as it was done before after the mass.
Okay.
You know, before, when you have some repairs to do for the church, everyone got on the porch, and then the mayor was selling some stuff in the village for everyone.
Oh.
You know, the turkey and the apple pie.
Yeah.
So we tried to do it as it was before, and it worked because we had so many money coming like this. We have also the CVA. I don't know how it is called in English, but
okay.
It's the money that everyone should pay every year for their church. In the town, everyone should pay like $100 per person in the house at the church to be sure to keep the church in health. In the last years and decades, it decreased and decreased income. So even when we call the person back to do you want to help your church? Now they are like not engaged as before, and they are waiting for the municipality to take decisions, and the municipality are waiting for the population to be engaged. So this is why it is complicated right now. It is sure that with the anniversary and the people that came here to remind their roots, and the people that came here before to clean the church, we got like 20% together cleaning the church, it is sure that for many people it is still the heart beating of the village.
Yes. And do you have anything to add to that, Harry or James, in terms of local fundraising here and trying to get that engagement back here in the local community?
I think it's the key to success, and is really getting people to make it their own. Whatever their origins are, this is Saint Etienne, and this is our history.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you've been here a year or 100, it's important that this becomes really clear for everyone.
Yes.
So this is what we're working on at the same time as we're gathering information on the financial aspects, the reality of it. There's also We have the municipality recently bought the property that is next to the church where we had a school for many years that closed in the 60s, a little later. But it's a magnificent property and it's all together. So there's a huge potential for projects here. And I'm just really curious to follow this action towards keeping... I'm feeling more and more that the population is going to side with the group that is wanting the church preserved.
We were elected by acclamation, and what we want to bring to the community is exactly that, a sense of community. We have a lot of activities going on during the summer to try to bring all the people down to the park. We have barbecues. Symphonic concert on the weekend. We have drive-in movies. We have that every two Fridays. So that's what we're trying to bring. And I guess the church will, it's the same thing. It's a community thing, and we want the people to get involved. And also we want the people to be informed. And that's what we're really trying to do in the next couple of months, to come forward to the population with the alternatives and to make sure we take the right decision, and that we want to have the population get involved. And that's what we're looking for in the next couple of months.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that either of you wanted to add about the church, or I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that you think would be important for the community to know.
Yeah, I don't want the final word, but I can tell that here the church is part of a big parish. You know, we are part of a parish with Eastman, Austin and Putten. So it's a big parish. One church was sold in Austin a few months ago. The one in Eastman has been sold a few years ago, and there are still one in Putten that is active and that is the property of the parish, but could be sold in a few weeks. Ours is like the last one in the parish that could still be the property of the parish. So we would like to have more support to keep the services, even if there are not a lot of assistance. I think it is primordial to keep it, religious kind of ways in the townships.
Well, thank you all so much for speaking to me about this. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.